Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Becker. Episode number 547 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a friend of ours. Please consider becoming a supporter. Click the link in the show notes. Sign up. $5 a month. You get all the bonus content. You get to know that you're helping us out. Additionally, we'd love it if you'd reach out. I mean, yes and no. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Send one. Also, you can call us 949-464-T. Is that it? 949-464-TBLS. Thank you. We love you. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. I'm rocking a CFL hat.
Your Alouettes hat.
That our very kind listener, Maddie.
Maddie LeBron. Doesn't like it when you use his whole name, and I do it every time. He didn't tell me that until I'd said his name 200 times on the show, Matty.
Right. So, yeah. That toothpaste can't go back in the tube.
Out.
You've already said it.
Yeah.
And I thought to wear this today. I've worn it, you know, here and there. Yeah. Like it's a cool hat
it's
for
a
the
great
rotation.
Hat. It's Montreal, a great shape for you.
Alouettes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to, I think I've apologized about this. I finally today went to the post office and got special postage to go to Canada. I sent the book plate. I gave him two book plates so he can choose which one he wants.
That was two books ago that he was
supposed- couldn't even remember. I couldn't even personalize it to the book because I wasn't sure which book it was.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I just gave him some sort of message.
Fuck Canada. I was looking at something that, and Maddie LeBron needs to look into this. I was looking at something online that may have been, you know, something people could have run afoul of the law if they ordered. And people were like, what do you do in Canada? And then somebody posted, they're like, just have it sent here. And it's called like myusaddress.com. And so I think you send something, it's like having a PO box or whatever, you know, or a physical, oh. you know how they're like, you like all those bond factories you used to work for. They're like, oh, we're here in the States. You can trust us, but really they're in the Cayman Islands, you know? You go, where are you located? And you go, oh, we're on fucking three Maple Avenue.
Yeah.
But
it's like this one mailbox with like 8 million corporations. Yeah.
Physicaladdress.com. So I think you could do the same for Canada. Matty LeBron should look into that. He lives in Ottawa. Matty LeBron was stunned that to learn about garbage disposals. Apparently, you know how you go to Europe and they don't have shit like we have? Like in Europe, they don't have garbage disposals. And in Mexico, in Latin America, Asia, they don't have garbage disposals. Like it's just, but I thought North America, I thought they had them fucking like crazy in Canada. They don't have garbage disposals in Canada.
You know, we produce way too much garbage in this country.
It's true.
But the one thing I feel like, maybe someone can tell me not, but wouldn't it be smarter for you to have garbage disposals to break shit down?
You'd think. Put the shit in there. You got to be careful, though, because shit clogs, you know? Like, people put their potato skins and stuff. It's not a do-all.
It's a bad feeling when you thought something would go down. Sometimes the peel of an onion gets caught up in it and you're like, and then you got to reach in there and you know, nobody's holding like right by the switch, but you feel like the horror movie is going to come. 100%, it's going to turn back on.
100%.
It doesn't feel good to touch those blades.
And you feel like you're going to get stuck in there, you know, and it's all gooey and shit in there. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's not good.
Ed, you know how, okay. Couple things. I saw two movies this weekend.
Okay.
Not like theater movies, but one was a recent theater movie. You may have seen it. Strange Darling.
Sounds familiar.
It's like an indie thriller about a serial killer in the Pacific Northwest. And it's non-linear storytelling.
I haven't seen it.
It's
not. Is it like Jay Stu's movie about the Green River Killer?
I think they mentioned the Green River Killer in it, like as homage. But no, it is not. It's not nearly the masterpiece. I noticed that Jay Stu was, by the way, me and Jay Stu and Reality Steve are going to be doing a special World Series preview episode of the Baller Lifestyle podcast to come later this week. But I noticed that
yes. Stalin versus Hitler World Series.
Well, hold on.
That I won't be watching a pitch of.
What? Oh, of course you will.
No, fuck no.
What? Of course
you. If you ask me before the season,
stop.
What's the matchup I least want to see? This is it.
What?
I don't.
Shohei.
I want the Dodgers.
Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani, the guy who threw his fucking interpreter under the bus, who clearly did some crime.
What? He wasn't betting on sumo.
Yeah, but betting, I mean, this is like cheering for the house in blackjack. Like, you're not cheering for the two highest spending clubs that just keep throwing money away. Like, no.
I believe the Dodgers are second or third. The highest spending club already lost. Yeah.
No,
the Mets are out.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. We know the Dodgers spent the most this offseason. The Mets have a bunch of money tied up in Scherzer and what's the other guy? That was dead money.
Our problem?
Hey, I'm just saying, if you're not a fan of either of those clubs, you don't like these teams. You don't want them to win. Guardians, sure. I wanted them to win. But no.
The name, not, Ed Guardians.
Cleveland could get one. Yeah. But anyway, I want the Yankees to lose, which means I want the Dodgers to win.
Yeah, see? There you go.
I don't want to watch a pitch of that fucking
World. You want the Dodgers too. You just admitted you're rooting for the Dodgers, which I appreciate.
And also,
yep.
Jay Stu and Reality Steve and you and I are on this text chain. We've gotten a lot of Jay Stu. Bad
so
takes
much.
Galore.
So
I,
much.
I can't.
So
I can't
much.
Take.
Also, so I'm going to be discussing that, which to go back to where we started, I'm going to be discussing that later this week with Reality Steve and Jay Stu here on the pod. Ed gets to dodge that one. But I noticed last night, Jay Stu posted a story to his Instagram. And in his living room, he has a giant framed poster of the movie poster for Murder at the Presidio, which he did with Lou Diamond.
If I was in Murder at the Presidio.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So, Strange Darling, it's pretty good. My chick saw it in the theater, and she's like, "Oh, you got to watch this." And so we watch it this weekend. I recommend. It's pretty good. It's like a thriller. It's kind of like an indie thriller.
Pay per view, or is it on a streaming service?
You got to pay $5.99, I think, on Amazon. And it's oh no, I think it might be on Hulu, but I don't have Hulu. So if you got Hulu, I think it's available on Hulu.
I do.
It's very good, and the chick in it is, you're gonna like her. But then,
wait, what's the name again?
Strange Darling. Then, Ed, I don't know how we got onto this, but we went out to dinner on Saturday night. No, it was Friday night. It was after the Dodger game on Friday night. We're like looking for something to watch, and a trailer comes across the screen. And we're like, that looks kind of interesting. Let's watch it. So we watched this movie, Ed. It's called, I had to look up the name because I didn't remember. It's called Trap.
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
I saw it in the theater.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
I see almost everything in the theater.
Ed.
It seemed like a fun movie.
Then you saw it. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I'm like, the thriller or the trailer looks so good.
And I thought the first half, probably I was with it.
Yeah. Well,
I depending on how it played out, I think I was on board the first half of the movie.
I mean, it takes place at a concert And it's supposed to be like a Beyonce or a Rihanna concert, except yeah. except the Beyonce or Rihanna is played by M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, which I thought was he was kind of reaching, like she was very not very believable at a yeah. at a as a Beyonce or. But basically, the premise of the movie, right, Ed, is that they stage a. This is like back in the day when they would give. Out yeah. Raiders Washington tickets.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember there was like a little ESPN mini yes. short where they yeah. talked about it. Washington Redskins, yeah. they gave out free tickets to the Super Bowl yeah. and it was just all the deadbeat dads swarmed in for the
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, basically the same idea. They used to round up child, what do they call that? I pay it every month. Child
alimony.
You know, no, the other one, child support.
Support.
They would round up the child support scofflaws and tell them they got tickets to a Raider game, and then when they'd show up to the Raider game, they would arrest them all. Uh-huh. It's the same premise in the Shyamalan movie, except it's a Beyonce concert. Except in the Beyonce in this movie is called Lady Raven, and all the songs were like kind of like AI versions of Rihanna songs, and I'm like, this kind of slaps. Like what? Like this song's not bad. It's kind of good. So that was a good part. But it was, and I'm going to spoil it. Nobody cares if I spoil this thing, right?
Yes, don't spoil it. Do not spoil
okay,
it.
Okay.
Even though I'm not a fan, I hate
it. It's so bad. Okay, I'm going to spoil it in the sense that I'll just say it's horrible. Okay, I won't spoil it. They go to a concert.
But the whole premise, yeah. they set up this sham concert.
Yes. Yes.
They're trying to catch a serial killer, and they're like, yeah. what we should do is put him in it's a room insane. With 15,000 other people, mostly young
it's
girls.
Insane. It's insane. I guess I can't explain it without spoiling it. Let's wait. What? Let's wait 5 months, and then in 5 months, remind me to spoil Trap because it's fucking horrible. And as good,
I'm sure it'll be on Peacock in like a week or something.
As good as Josh Hartnett was in Black Mirror, picture the exact opposite of that performance, and that's what he gives you in Trap. I mean, like, why even return? To the world of performance, if that's going to be your thing. Okay, Ed, let's talk about some people who died. Oh, no. Oh, we're going to talk about this later. The button pushing. Don't worry. We got it. Here we go.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now.
Wait, don't you have to put on like a zombie song for this part? It's a
sad, I put it in later. Yeah. You can hear the song, right?
I can hear it.
I just tell YouTube to pick something and put it in or blank it out for the YouTube version. But most people listen, so they want to hear this hitter.
Didn't you say it's like a zombie song?
Or yeah, it's just like they give you, YouTube's like, pick a song to fill up the space, and it's just like Korean, like, pop or like it's just like it's like AI music. It's like Lady Raven songs from the Trap that they put in there. So Ed, who died this week?
I actually my son just told me about one. The original singer of Paul Di'Anno, original singer of Iron Maiden died.
Yeah,
he died today, 66.
He's been in a wheelchair. He was like performing from his wheelchair. I think it might have been the Beatus. He was a bigger dude. I think
yeah,
he
looks pretty big here in this picture.
I think the Beatus might have got him, but he wasn't. He was only like 66 or something. Very young.
66.
Yeah. R.I.P. Paul Di'Anno.
Unfortunately, he's by far the oldest of our three R.I.P.s this week.
Yes. Yeah.
By far, more than double the other two. Yeah. R.I.P. Liam Payne, One Direction star, 31 years old, fell from an Argentina hotel balcony. I got to be honest, didn't know who he was. No. I knew One Direction, but I had only heard of that Zayn guy and Harry Styles.
Zayn, that's right.
Yeah. Zayn Malik.
Yep, Zayn Harry.
But that was it.
Yeah.
I knew there were other directions.
Yeah.
You know,
there's like five directions, right? There's four or five directions.
Yeah, I think there are five because somebody said more like 0.8 direction, but which is cruel.
That's very sad.
And I read just like this afternoon, they said like toxicology, they found something, something I had never heard of.
I saw a picture of his hotel room, and as someone who's seen pictures of drugs in his life, I've never actually been in rooms where they're being used at all, but I say I had. I didn't recognize that scene. I'm like, what is this mess? This doesn't look like any drugs. I don't. It looked like he was smoking something off of tinfoil with a straw made out of tinfoil. That was like his huffer.
Including crack and pink cocaine. I've never heard of pink cocaine.
Oh, that's very good cocaine. He's in South America. So pink cocaine that's good.
Somebody posted like, here he was 21 minutes before his death, and he was just like posing with his hot chick.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, he had sex workers, I believe. I believe they interviewed
Wasn't his girlfriend.
No, he had some sex workers. He does have a girlfriend.
It looked like he was dining with I didn't realize that you were dining with the sex workers.
I don't know. I don't like, he's a world famous pop star. Wait, why does he need to be contracting with sex workers in the first place?
Well, maybe it's the old,
you pay him to go away.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And I'll pay him to come.
You pay him to go.
Pay him to go.
You pay him to go away with the HIV that you just gave him. Very sad. I mean, he's a young guy, 31. You know, I mean, this is, seems like a leap to his death. They said he was busting up the room before he, you know, the hotel manager called for assistance.
Wait, so I thought it was a drugged fall. This is people. It's a suicide.
So, I mean, this is my interpretation of it, that there was some sort of a commotion. Could you describe the ruckus? There was a ruckus happening, and the hotel manager was on the phone with the authorities, and then he plummeted, and he was supposedly alone, but who knows? Very sad either way.
Yeah. RIP Sammy Basso, Italian biologist and the longest lived progeria patient. He was an advocate for progeria, 28 years old. Progeria, it's not Benjamin Button. You're just old.
You're born old.
Like super old.
Yeah.
You age at this crazy rate.
Yeah. Now, why can't they fix that? That's got to be a gene. Like, can't they just fucking splice the genes or what's like?
Blow something down.
Yes.
Yeah, like treat this like a pituitary gland that you need to speed up or slow down.
They can undo that. They used to not be able to undo that.
Because it's so rare. I bet it's so rare that nobody puts money into this thing.
Of course. Yeah, there's nothing in it for them. You know, it's not a $10 trillion drug like Zempic. You know, there's a lot of fatties that can take Zempic for their whole life. Progeria, there's like three people on the whole planet that have it. Like, who's going to research that? That's a loser.
Yeah, America was like, Ozempic?
Zemp me.
We're after this.
Zemp it. Let's zemp. Get zemped. Let's all get zemped. Very sad.
Cool name. That would be a good, like a slugger on a baseball team. Oh, Sammy Basso's coming up at bat.
I was thinking that. I was thinking that he was part of the Lufthansa heist. Like, it was me. It was Sammy Basso. Jimmy the Chin. You know, like, he seems.
Good moniker.
Yeah, he seems like one of those dudes. I mean, he really got dealt a fucking raw hand. Like, look.
Oh, man. It seems like a terrible hand to be dealt.
Like, look. Like, I get if you, anybody that's prays to a higher power, that's all good. But your God is a fucking asshole if he's given Sammy Basso progeria.
He's picking and choosing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's so fucked up. You know, like, it's like you could just not have progeria, but you're like, oh no, I'm going to give some of my fucking children who I love. I love my children so much. I'm going to give a few of them fucking progeria, and then others I'm going to let get, you know, diddled.
I'm going to let Putin be the richest man in the world and just murder all the people.
Yes.
But he can keep living.
Yes. And he doesn't have progeria, you know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay. Let's talk. Let's do some sports talk here. Watch. I'll push the right button this time. How does this not get flagged? This banger. This all-time banger.
Beautiful.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I
got my No Troy on DVD.
Ed, we talk sports here. What is going on in the world of sports this week? What happened?
Well, first, I'm drinking out of my Dollywood mug, and I noticed this, and I was thinking about Dollywood was like pretty awesome. It was like a low-key Disney.
Yeah.
But there were occasional people walking around with ridiculously offensive shirts.
Like, oh, really?
Funny to me.
Yeah.
But it would be like, you know, stop staring at my wife or I'll fuck yours.
No, stop it. Stop it. What was Paul doing there? That's crazy. Yeah. Who's got a shirt like that?
Like weird shit. And like, even several years ago, like my kids will have listened to me curse and listen to rap music and watch R-rated movies earlier than I was impressed about it, but I just remember a couple t-shirts where I did a double take, like, wow,
yeah,
aggressive.
I know. It's hard. Like, I have a shirt, I have a Wheeler Walker Jr. shirt that says, I love my honky tonk whore. And then my super hot girlfriend Shan has a Wheeler Walker shirt that says honky tonk whore. And it's like, but they have to be worn together. You know, I can't just walk around in a shirt that says, I got to be at a Wheeler Walker concert to wear a shirt that says, I love my honky tonk whore. You can't just, because people won't get it. Like, they don't get that it's a joke. And so I can never wear the shirt
that someone sent to me that eventually went to our dear friend Kyle and Scotty.
Yeah, we're going ass raping.
It wasn't a get in loser. We're doing butt stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I coach kids in this town. I cannot wear this.
But also,
like, down the street, be like, oh, Ed coaches my son. Oh, he's wearing a butt stuff t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, that's not, look, who sent you that shirt?
Kyle's like, wave it in.
Yeah. Send it over. Man, makes me miss the dude even more that he would
the best.
He would dive right into a beautiful shirt like that.
First order of business in the sports news. Bill Belichick, 72 years old, spent some time with his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, 24-year-old, at a corn maze created in his honor. How sad is it that, like, you're like, I can make a corn maze out of anything. I'm going to make it not like the Patriots logo, if it's like in New England territory. Yeah. Just a Bill Belichick.
Does it
corn maze?
Oh, it looks, Ed, it looks like him. They
weird.
They cut it. How do they do that, by the way?
Sorcery.
Yes. Yeah. It's like they actually have to enlist aliens to do it. Oh my God, it says do your job, thank with Bill.
With his hood.
Yes, there's a Lombardi trophy. It kind of looks like the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, is who he looks like.
Yeah,
he kind of does.
And not that like kind of attractive drawing that we were looking for.
No.
Everybody's like,
yeah, both ways.
Go for pretty good looking dude in sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. He was hot. The sketch of the Unabomber.
Oh yeah.
Now corn mazes. Look, I know, guys. I know it's real fucking boring where you live.
Well, I did it with like little kids. We do the pumpkin picking. We did that. Like, that would be like a, you know, when I had like 5 year olds, did some of that shit.
You did some corn mazing? I don't.
Go pick apples, go pick out a pumpkin, and then do like a corn maze. I'm not saying I'm a fan of doing it, but I've done it as a dad with like, you know, 7 year old, 6 year old kind of thing.
You know, this is something I just learned recently. You know, people go missing in cornfields. I mean, I know Children of the Corn, but it's not like
Malachi.
Yeah, under nefarious circumstances, cornfields are so fucking huge. Because we need Kyle and Scotty because he could explain this to us. He remember when I was stunned to learn that only one ear of corn grows on the stalk. Each stalk has one ear of corn on it. I thought it would be like 11 per.
You told me that, I still don't believe it.
Yeah, he confirmed it. He's like,
it's got to be 15 per.
That's what I thought. There's one. And so that's why the fucking fields are so big, because you can only grow one ear of corn on those things. And a kid will just fucking wander in to a cornfield. And then how do you get out? Unless you turn back around.
How many movies have we seen where somebody's being pursued and they just run into a corn maze to hide.
Yes. Yeah. You're fucked. You got to have a plan. I guess if you just follow one of the rows, eventually you'll get out. But some of them are miles and miles wide. And if you're a little kid,
you might follow it the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly. To another cornfield.
I've seen these movies, usually at the other end, the killer. Guy's going to chop you up in his barn.
Guy with a reaper. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Scythe?
Yeah, a scythe. Yeah. Fuck you up with that thing. That'll do the job. It'll cut you right in half. Anyway, and look, also one more thing. This is an age gap relationship. He's fucking like 50 years older than she is, which is one, it's disgusting. And not just because of the wrinkly balls, okay? Like he's got gross balls that she has to do shit with his balls. And that's disgusting.
They have nothing in common. They have nothing.
But she'll be, well, in this case.
He's
triple her age. In this case, this is his stupid thing that he wants to do. But a 24-year-old wants to do stupid shit. And this guy's in his 70s. And you know what he wants to do? Sit there and watch fucking tape. But he's got to do the stupid shit she wants to do because she's 24.
Well, maybe it's his suggestion because he's thinking what I was thinking. He's like, well, when I had little kids, what kind of thing did I do on
now
a fall
after? Now I have another little kid.
I got to go apple picking and go take her to a corn maze.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's what he did. He goes, I'm going to get a corn maze of me. She's going to think I'm such a fucking big shot. I'm going to take her to a corn maze. And not only is that exciting, but it's going to be of me.
I'll be honest.
Dummy.
If somebody's like, Ed, we looked at you on that YouTube page and we felt compelled to take a big stupid head and put him in a Alouette's hat and we turned it into a corn maze, I'd be like, family, we're all going to the corn maze in my honor.
I mean, you know how like they make a mural and the way they do it is they project it onto the wall and then it's like your tattoo artist like lays the stencil down and draws it on. That when they do a mural, they project it on the wall and the guy gets up there on the lift and he paints the projection. Well, how are they doing this fucking, are they projecting it from a drone? Like who plans this? Like engineers, Ed,
sorcery.
The Golden Gate Bridge. Are you fucking kidding me? It's beyond.
Yeah. The Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
The two, not even the workers. The first two people just overseeing the project died while making the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. And they were happy to do it. They were excited to die because it was such a wonder of engineering.
Yeah, and back before that, Brooklyn and New York City were just two separate things.
Right.
Like the East River, it was like, I'm sorry. That's just a very far away land.
Brooklyn may as well have been Albany. Like it's just fucking, you're never going there.
Totally different. And then they're like, oh, we just put a bridge here and now it's like part of the city.
No problem. That's crazy.
Jay Cutler was busted for DUI and gun possession. I saw a funny tweet about this. They're like, yet another drive ruined by Jay Cutler.
Did he have that stupid look on his face? Let's look. Because he only does the one look on his face. Yeah, he does. He's got that look on his face. Great head of hair on
Cutler. Yeah, he does have quite a mop.
Yes. He's only 41.
Oof.
Yeah, it's tough. You know what I just found out today? And this is Ed.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young, that's when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
I was driving home and I was on the phone with my buddy Fan. I'm going out to see him in Austin in a couple of weeks and we're talking about shit we're going to do. And and he's obsessed. He's the first one to point out that Jay Stu and JD Vance are doppelgangers.
Oh yeah.
And Jay Stu will still not acknowledge that he's been told many times by me that he looks like JD Vance. And Fan's like, well, why don't you tell him that JD Vance looks like him because JD Vance is much younger. And I'm like, what? And he's like, and I'm like, JD Vance is younger than Jay Stu. Jay Stu's just had a birthday. He's 52. I go, you're saying JD Vance is younger than that? What's he, 51? 49? I'm 49. That's J.D. Vance is my age then, right? You know how old he is?
Was it the dollop? I listened to something on him. I think it was a dollop on him. And they're talking about he was born in like the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
It's crazy.
August 2nd, 1984. The man is 40 years old, Ed.
Christ.
J.D. Vance is 40.
He was born like after those Olympics?
Yes. Or during? Around them? Yes.
He doesn't even know Mary Lou Retton?
No. No clue.
Mitch Gaylord?
Carl Lewis? None of the above.
Edwin Moses?
No idea. I was stunned by that. J.D. Vance, 40 years old. Jay Cutler. Crazy. He likes to have a few. He was married to that Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach, who is a piece of ass. And so he's probably a little sad about that. And he's making the face in the picture. And hold on, let's get the details of this, because this did happen in Tennessee, where I'm not sure it's illegal.
Again, yeah. Once again, as a reminder,
yeah,
we don't need to be driving drunk. We have personal chauffeurs waiting.
Yes.
Everywhere we go. Lyft, Uber.
Plenty of people to drive you. Yeah, we have a gig economy. Support the gig economy and give them a tip. You know,
try not to murder people by driving drunk.
Yes. Former National Football League NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested and charged with driving under the influence and possession of a firearm, among other charges. Wait, he can't have a firearm? It's Tennessee. Oh, maybe because he was drunk. After police say the car. Oh, accident, Ed. After police say the car he was driving rear-ended another vehicle in Franklin, Tennessee on Thursday. It's a suburb of Nashville. The Franklin Police Department in a statement said that officers responded to the accident and detected the smell of alcohol on Cutler, who also had bloodshot eyes and was slurring his words. According to police, the former QB refused a field sobriety test at the scene and was later taken to the hospital where a blood sample was taken. After they got a search warrant.
Yeah, you just look at that picture.
Yeah.
You didn't even need the test. We could tell he was drunk.
Look at the head of hair on him, though. I mean, yeah, if I had good hair like that, I would be like, hey, let's fucking get a mugshot of me quick. I'll say I'm drunk just so we could see this, get this beautiful hair out there.
I have my hair, but there's so much volume in that
one. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
No, he looks good. Other than the face. And he's making the face. He's just got the one face, and he's making it. Yeah.
He's through the big interception in life by getting a DUI.
Yeah.
He's like,
Yeah, and he does the same stupid face. Okay. Well, anyway, get some help there, Jay Cutler.
Unfortunately, the car he rear-ended was not Fireman Ed, Jets superfan, who has recently accused the Jets of phasing him out at MetLife Stadium.
Wait, didn't he quit? He quit, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He tried to pull a Ragnar. Like, he was like, oh, you know, you need me or whatever. And then I think he like reinserted himself when there was a new coach or something. Like he just wants the drama about himself. And what an incredible piece of shit this dude is.
Loser.
I one time.
Oh, you were sitting behind a guy, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I worked with a guy who's like, he was a nice guy, but he was a Jets fan, and I don't think he had buddies to go to a playoff game with. And so he invited a couple of his coworkers, and we went.
Yeah.
And we sat right behind Jay-Z.
Oh,
I got a fist pump, and we were singing H to the Izzo, and I'm sure he was very disappointed with this.
Yeah, it sounds a little awkward. Yeah.
We were pretty drunk. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
I was trying to leave to go to the bathroom, like during a commercial break or something. And this was right during the time that I guess I must have been near where Fireman Ed sets up, or maybe he like moves around the stadium.
What do you mean sets up? He just sits in his seat.
He goes on some guy's shoulders. And then there's another guy who's like the spotter. And the guy's like, oh, yo, you just can't leave or something, you know, some bullshit. And I was like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta go. And he's like, no. And I'm looking around. I'm like, there are no cops. There's no security telling me I can't go. Yeah. And I just like brushed past them. Like they were trying to force me because Fireman Ed's gonna do his J-E-T-S, Jets. And he's doing this thing.
Yeah.
But another time he comes down and we're sitting there with Jay-Z. Jay-Z just starts cracking up and he looks to his buddy and he's like, that's some corny ass shit. Yeah. And then we were all making fun of him, and then he turned to us, and that's when we got the fist bump from him, because he's like, yeah, that's some corny ass shit.
Because he was making fun of white people liking corny ass shit, and you white people were like, yes, we agree. That shit, that is some lame white people.
It's embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
He put the nuts on another guy's neck. Yeah, any super fan of any team, they're a huge loser.
Yeah, agreed.
Because they all the super fans think, maybe not they're the number one draw, but they think you're going to the stadium and that's part of their experience. Nobody's experience going to a Jets game hinges on whether or not they see Fireman Ed.
Yes.
If they're a Jets fan, they're going to hopefully see the Jets win. But if the Jets win and there's no Fireman Ed, people aren't like driving home from the game and being like, hey, you know what's kind of weird? I feel kind of empty inside.
Where was Fireman Ed?
Because that fucking shitbag with his custom-made Jets fireman helmet painted with the Jets colors wasn't there.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
I mean, a loser that guy is. He's a huge loser. He's a fan. Now, look, I'm reminded of the great Dancing Barry, who we've discussed on this show, who was just a dude.
Who's fueled by
It was
pink cocaine.
It was in the 80s, and he liked to throw on LeMay and dance at the Laker game. And, you know, it was the time that you could do that. Eventually we learned, but he wasn't employed by the team. I don't think he was, it might have been a Fireman Ed situation, but later we learned that he became the Houston Rockets Dancing Barry.
Wasn't he a Hornet team?
Yes,
or something?
Charlotte Hornets Dancing Barry. He got around as Dancing Barry. I will say, if we're talking employed mascots, I mean, how are you going to go to a Padres game in the 1980s or a Chargers game in the 1980s and not pay respect to the great San Diego Chicken, Ted Gianulis? Like that, you're like, oh my God, Ted Gianulis is here. Like that's just like, it wouldn't be the same without Ted Gianulis. I'm just saying, of course, Gritty. I mean, Gritty's fucking amazing.
I can't stand Philly sports teams, but I'm on board with Gritty.
Gritty, of course. Fuck Fireman Ed. He's a fucking loser. And let's hope he goes the way of Ragnar. What do we learn about Ragnar? He was a school, Pete Chalitsky's high school fucking lunch monitor. That was his real job. Like, you don't want to know that. At least, who's our guy? Buddha Bar, Xavier, the Chiefsaholic, the Holic. At least he was out there robbing banks, doing cool shit. You know, this fucking Fireman Ed. Fuck Fireman Ed.
He was putting guns in people's faces.
That's true. Yeah. Is that it?
So, okay, speaking of uncool shit.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was granted partial ownership of the Raiders. Now, we've talked about how terrible he is at being an announcer. But when you're a partial owner, there are new rules. So now this is a commentator who's now restricted from visiting the other team's facilities, watching any practices, attending broadcast meetings with the team before games, or criticizing officials.
For every team?
Tell me, for every team, because he's now a part owner.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, what is his value now?
None.
Like,
none.
Sometimes you can get insight when you're like, we watched practice and they were working on this, or he's not allowed to criticize an official. So if there's a blatantly bad call that's ruining the game, he can't say anything negative about it. It's crazy.
No. I mean, I watched a little bit of. He was interviewing Patrick Mahomes and
the worst interview on earth.
It takes a lot to not have Patrick Mahomes be the biggest fucking nerd in the room like this. And it was, and he was Patrick Mahomes was fucking Fonzie compared to this Tom Brady. Yeah.
I saw a clip and they're like, first time we played against each other, I just remember thinking you had something special or some bullshit like that. And you're like, what is this as an interview? What is this?
And Brady's all Botoxed and he's a dork and he dresses like a dork and he's like, hey, we both played baseball. Remember when we both played baseball? And it's like, who fucking cares? Like, why are we being subjected to this? Like, get rid of him already. Like, no one cares. No one's like, I need to see Tom Brady on this broadcast. No one wants that. Like, let him go be the Raiders owner or whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Our next story, I actually lobbed in an interview request to see if we get this young lady on our show.
Oh, okay. And?
And I haven't heard back, but we might.
Okay.
After being kicked out of the Olympic Village in the summer for creating an inappropriate atmosphere, retired Paraguayan swimmer Luana Alonso has started an OnlyFans.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
Luana Alonso. No, for creating an inappropriate atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. There was lots of talk of her being a fuck machine. And,
really? Shut up.
Check out on that.
I clicked on it, but the page isn't populating here. Like, I'm ready
click
to see.
Click on the open that picture in Instagram.
Okay,
you'll see.
On. Okay, hold on. Oh, OnlyFans. Oh, my God. Of course it's being slow. Hold on. Why is it being slow right now? Hold on. I'm just going to Google her. Luana Alonso, because Barstool Sports is not cooperating. Oh, wait. Here it comes. Oh, my God. Here it comes. Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa, Ed, are you seeing what's going on with this tan line?
Yeah, I just clicked. I saw it. My buddy's like, hey, this could be good content for your show. And I was like, all right, I'll just send an interview request and then I'll let you know about it.
Are you kidding me? This chick was in the Olympics?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to find out what went on at the Olympics.
Hold on, I got to do a deep dive on my phone here because I'm not signed in.
I think we might have done a story about this.
I don't remember if we did. What she was, remind me. Oh, look, I typed in LU and Luana Alonso was the first thing that came up. Bro.
There was a discrepancy on why she was dismissed from the Olympic Village.
What is... You guys hear that? This is pretty exciting. I just ordered a sampler pack from Segura.com. And it's all these killer, like, limited edition cigars, stuff that I've never tried before. Here's a cool Rocky Patel right here. AVO. La Roma de Cuba. What's this one? Made Man. I don't even know this one. I bet it's good. It looks amazing. You guys know me. If you see me on the golf course, you're going to see me smoking a cigar. If you come by my house on a Sunday night, you're going to see me out in the backyard smoking a cigar while I'm barbecuing. I love cigars. And most of all, I love trying new and different sticks, stuff that I just don't see at my local shop, stuff that's new to me and stuff that I can share with my friends that they haven't tried before. And that's one of the things I love most about Segura is their adventurous spirit. They're always curating the coolest boutique cigars, stuff that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And they make it easy to dive into the cigar lifestyle. This is one of their seasonal samplers that I just picked up, and it's packed with incredible high-quality cigars that didn't break the bank. Whether I'm relaxing on a fall evening or hanging out with friends, Segura has become my go-to spot for discovering something new. They have a sampler for every smoker and every occasion. So if you're looking to try something new, their samplers are a great place to start. Here's what's cool. They got a special offer just for my listeners. They came to me. They're like, we want to hook your people up because we know you're a cigar guy and your listeners are cigar guys. Visit Segura.com today to explore their unique selection of cigars and experience the next generation of cigar culture. Use code BALLER15 at checkout and get 15% off your order. Whether you're looking for a hot new cigar or just want to join a community of enthusiasts, Segura is your destination for all things cigars. That's Cigora.com and use code BALLER15 at checkout for 15% off your order.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Up. Yes, let her swim. Look, how many Paraguayan swimmers are there? Like, just let her swim. She's gonna lose anyway. Who gives a shit? Like, don't give it attention just because she's fucking getting deep dicked in the village. Also, maybe she could give us a review of those cardboard beds.
Right.
You know?
She should know.
Oh, this chick's a Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. She's very little body fat, Ed. Oh, look here. No, I don't think that's an approved swimsuit. She's diving in the pool, but I'm pretty sure they don't go completely up your ass in the
Olympics. Pretty good upper body strength for a swimmer.
Now, this chick is a... Oh, yeah. Yes, let's see if we can get her. I appreciate you doing that, Ed. Let's see if we can get this... We can book this this poor persecuted Olympian here, because we need to see what's up with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Finally, just a story on the weirdest mayor in America. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was seen last week wearing a hat with both the Yankees and Mets logos.
So I know a guy, Ed, who claims to be a Dodger fan, except all the happiest moments of his life happen when the Dodgers lose in horrible fashion. He's never more excited than to watch his favorite team lose, which is a weird psychologically, like, I'm not sure what's going on there. But then he says he also likes the Yankees. You can't like the Dodgers and like also, and he goes, no, I also like the Yankees. And then you know what he says?
Oh, he goes, he also likes the Cowboys, probably.
Maybe. He goes, you know what he says? He goes, they're easy to root for.
Easy
to root for. What?
They're
easy to root for a Tomahawk missile to land in the middle of the stadium. Yes, that's easy to root for. Like, if you're rooting for that. So I was suggesting, much like Mayor Eric Adams, who had both a Yankees and Mets cap on, that we could get a Dodger hat and cut it down the middle, and then have the part of the NY and part of the LA, and then he could have both. He could root for both, much like our friend Rob Lowe when he went to the Super Bowl.
Right. He just wants both teams to have fun.
Yeah. Right now, Rob Lowe, he's a Dodger fan. So Rob Lowe will be at Dodger Stadium for probably every game of the World Series because he is a Dodger fan. He's always there. Him and Bateman. I'm told that they went around the stadium and on the Jumbotron, they showed a bunch of the celebrities that were there. And Bateman, standing ovation, huge Dodger fan. Rob Lowe, even Brad Pitt, interloper. Okay. He's probably
a Cardinals fan.
Yes. Yeah. He's from Missouri. Whatever. He's still there. He gets a big round of applause. Then they put LeBron James on the screen and just a smattering of just a few light claps from the 56,000.
He's a Yankee fan.
Yeah. Who knows?
He is a Yankee. Yeah, he is. Oh, I remember. Yes. He's a Yankee Cowboy fan.
He's a front runner.
So
yeah, he's a front runner. He's a bitch. He's got bitch DNA. So of course he's a Yankee and Cowboy fan. But you know who's not a fan of him? Los Angeles. Because he's a carpetbagger and he can go. Okay.
Well, he's just such one last thing about Adams. He's just such a weird guy, because I can remember when Barry O was running for president and they're like, are you a White Sox or a Cubs guy?
Yeah.
And he gave the politician an answer and he said, well, they're not in the same league, so I want them both to meet in the World Series every year. But I'm a White Sox fan and like wore a White Sox hat.
Yeah.
And like, that's what Adams could say.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really a Yankee fan, but I hope the Mets get to the World Series too, or vice versa.
Subway suit.
You don't wear a hat with both. You're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. You just wear the hat of the team you like, but you say you're rooting for them both to compete against each other.
Yeah.
Because that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
Like a weirdo.
Let's talk. Let's listen to some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Hey, hey.
His calls are far from great.
Hey, hey.
He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring.
That's just really so cutting.
But he's got nothing else to do.
And he's even worse than Ish.
And he's even worse than Ish.
And his thoughts.
His thoughts are useless shit.
Wow. A real indictment, that sentence is.
Hurtful. There's so much. Okay, let's bang out some voicemails here. First.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Oh, Super Lee.
I want to say,
Super Lee.
Brian, really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, busy life, to hang out with my family and I.
That was nice.
Spent a lot and really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And how about that victory for our Gophers?
I know, Gophers got it done.
Now, on the other hand, Ed, I feel like an a-hole because now I'm out in New York.
Oh,
and
fucked over that.
I want to find some time to have a beer with you, and I don't know that I'm going to have time, but I will make time because like my dear friend Kyle and Scotty taught me, you don't let these things wait.
That's true.
You let these things wait, you miss the opportunity. Not good. So
that's good advice.
No, much love to you guys.
Hold on.
Ed will make it happen. I know that. And love you guys. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
Do you have an update on that, Ed? Did anybody simply reach out?
I love Lee and busy schedules. I get it. Like he was a kid's class trip or something. Yep, like you don't have much time to be like hanging out.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny when there was a little bit of time. He was like, they were visiting New York, but they were staying like somewhere that's like a 20-minute drive from here, maybe without traffic.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. It's like 8:30 at night. Yeah. And I look at my phone. And he goes, hey, I could get free at 10. Do you want to meet? I'm like, 10?
10 p.m.?
I'm in for the night. Like, there's... 10 p.m.? I haven't met someone at 10. I haven't met someone at 10 since college. No, there's no 10 p.m. start time for me.
Ed, this is the same thing that rich guy, Shalitsky, tried to pull with me. But even worse... He was going to be I'm like, hey, I'll meet you at my local pizza place. I didn't live because I live like steps from it now, but I lived like a mile away from this pizza place right here. And he goes, hey, I'm going to be staying in Laguna Niguel, which is right by me. And I go, okay, we can meet at this one place. And he goes, okay, how's 9 o'clock?
Not good.
9 o'clock. What? Hit me with something in the fours. I got you in the 4 to 6 range. Like, that's my ability to meet is in the 4 to 6, maybe 7. Seven's pretty late for me. 9?
Yeah, like 10.
10, come on, 10. Leave the house at 10? You're in your recliner at that point, dude. 10. Fucking goes out at 10. Lee, good guy, had a great time at the game. I should be wearing my Gophers hat.
I wanted to see him.
Not at 10.
And also, I've reached a point in my life. Like, I live in a town where I can walk to everything. So the thought of driving 20 minutes is a pain in itself.
Hard path.
I like, if I could walk somewhere and meet them at 7:30,
my local
I could
bar. Do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. Make it easy. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers. Ben out of 6 years.
Hey,
Brian, just kind of was looking maybe for some feedback from you after your big Rose Bowl rendezvous with Super Elite. I, too, am going to be able to take in a Gophers game here in a couple weeks with Super Elite, and it'll be my first in-person meeting at Super Elite. So I'm just wondering, is there anything I should be looking out for? Is there anything that you would try to direct me to just be on a lookout for? I have been spending most every Friday evening with Super Lee for the past probably year or so. The after show with him, but meeting him in person might be a little different. So just give me some pointers. There's some things I need to be looking out for and a high alert for.
Lee's is a quiet, respectful dude. What I will say is he's a fucking tank. He's a fucking big, like, there's a reason. He may have walked on or whatever, but he was on the fucking squad, on the Gopher squad, and the dude is a big fucking dude. So, that's something to notice. He's a very nice guy. Bought me a hat. He had a delightful family. And I very much enjoyed our time at the game. And you will too. And they're going to my Sophie's Choice, Ed, because it's the Gophers versus the Terps, the two of the three Baller Lifestyle, official Baller Lifestyle podcast college football teams, along with the FIU Panthers, because they're owned by Pitbull, or their stadium after Pitbull. So
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, we got the Mr. Worldwide Stadium. We got, of course, the Maryland Terrapins, who shoved it up the ass of the USC Trojans this weekend, which they appreciated, and the Gophers. So that's a big game for us here on the show. Okay, here's one more. Oh, look who it is again. It's Super Lee again.
Hey,
double
guys,
call.
Super Lee here. Oh, yeah. I know this is probably my second call of second voicemail of themselves, but to be fair, I left my other one last week before the show came out.
That's right.
Timing thing. Anyways, I have a question, and I know you guys will be expert. If not, you can reach out to Jay Stu and help me with this.
I can.
I know you guys are a podcast that does it the right way.
That's right.
And I like the after show to also do it the right way.
Well, I heard you guys talk a lot about porno actors.
What specifically should Ben and I make sure we do to make sure no one thinks that we're doing it the wrong way? Especially this week when Friday we're actually getting together in person to do a live in person, you know, together in the same room after show podcast. And I hate for us someone to say we're doing it the wrong way or we're not doing it the right way, at least. So any advice you guys can give to us, I really appreciate. Thank you. And keep a baller the right way.
This is a tough one because there's no real rhyme or reason to the right and wrong ways. But I did see, last night I was watching the game and I was texting with my buddy Jay Stu, and Teoscar Hernandez hit what appeared to be a home run. I mean, it was a towering fly ball, and he stood and admired it, and it went off the wall, and he only made it to first base, and Jay Stu was enraged about it. He was so mad, and I go, you know what? I go, you should make a tweet about that, and he's like, I already did, and he goes, and then he always does this, and he goes, I notice you haven't liked or shared it. Strange. He always he'll say, like, remember odd.
When I like got our group text where I was like, Jay Stu, you're really killing me with these Dodger tweets. And he goes, well, I didn't realize you were looking at them because I haven't seen you like or respond to them.
He'll ask you to read. Hey, you might want to check, or he'll send a link to the podcast he does with Doug Gottlieb. And he'll be like, you're going to love this. Start at the 22-minute mark. He's like, you're not going to want to miss this. And I'm like, I do want to miss it. I miss it every single time. So I think he knows what he's doing, but it's so hard to tell with him. So I don't know the right ways and the wrong ways, you know, like that's just, that's tough. And I would, if you guys are doing it in person, I would love to appear on the in-person version that you guys are doing for a few minutes this Friday night on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show. They have their own YouTube channel. You should follow it, Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show on YouTube. But that is during the first game of the World Series. So that could be an issue for me, but maybe, you know, depending on the timing. I mean, I haven't been invited. I'm inviting myself. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want me, but I would love to come on. Although that is during the World Series. So we'll see. Okay. Couple emails. Wait. I skipped one. Hold on. One more voicemail.
Hey, ballers. David was asking me if I was a
fan.
Monster, and you don't mind, I'd like to reply to that right after this message.
So David Bray called Fan a monster because Fan told his sons to murder a snake in his back.
I take my hat off to you for murdering snakes. Yes. Fan, I'm a big fan of Fan doing that.
So Fan told his sons to murder a snake that they had caught in the yard. And then David Bray was like, Fan, come on, you're a monster. And then David Bray told a story where he also murdered a snake with a rock. So he's like, I can't believe you did that. So anyways, one time I saw this snake and I threw a rock. So it was confusing, but this is what he's answering.
Tipping has been a large issue with many different businesses asking for tipping.
That's right.
And so if you want to leave a tip for Brian and Ed, I'm sure they wouldn't mind. You can leave $1 or $2 and it will add up.
Or 100.
All right. I'm back. So with that being said, David was asking me what kind of monster I am. And I'll tell you right after this message, Ed Daly's book is on sale on Amazon. And if you buy now, he will give you a thank you. But if you buy two of his books, you might get two thank yous. All right. So, what type of monster am I? I am the type of monster with red hair and a small dick. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you for that, Fan. We appreciate you clearing that up. So, Ed, before we get to the voicemails or the email portion, I'm reminded of something that happened just right before, literally like 10 minutes before the show started. And I think it's a good idea if I share it from my Insta stories.
Oh.
Oh my God. Luana.
I could have a shower right before bed. Or maybe take an Uber and get some roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Clicking the follow on her. So, Ed, I don't know how well this will translate, but luckily I'm here to explain what happened just maybe 2 hours ago when I was out for a walk. Here it is. Wait. Hold on. How come there's no sound? Oh, wait. Wrong button. Here we go.
And so as I was...
Hold on. Oh, my God. This is what people talk about when they say I fuck up, but they're right.
I feel bad. I'm going to use this bark. Hold on. When I walk, I kind of like to go because it's like there's an ASMR aspect.
It's me stepping on the leaves.
You see right here?
Yep.
And so as I was going, look what happened.
I almost
stepped on this little guy right here.
Baby rattlesnake head.
This cute little guy just chilling with some warmth.
On the sidewalk.
I'm kind of worried he's in a dangerous area right here for like when people's dogs come by.
But you're in the dangerous area.
Yeah. Anyway, bye.
Hold on, it gets better.
I feel bad. I'm going to use this bark to try to get him out of the way.
I took a piece of bark to move him.
Buddy. Oh, shit. That was kind of scary.
He struck the bark, Ed.
Kind of pissed him off. Deal done, okay? All right.
I had a long piece of like eucalyptus bark. And I was trying to push him because he was on the sidewalk and I didn't want him to like bite somebody's dog when they came by. So I was just trying to push him so he would make his way over the curb. And as I was pushing him, he turned back towards me and he lunged and struck the piece of bark that I was pushing him with. There's a video of it on my Instagram. You should watch it.
No.
Check my stories. Yeah.
Nightmare fuel.
Oh. Well, that's what I did. If anybody wants to check that out, at Brian Becker. Okay. Emails. I was on my way to the gym from dropping off my son at his job at Chick-fil-A. I heard the Daily's choice between John Amos and James Earl Jones. You made the right decision in picking James Earl Jones. But we already know what his dick looks like. I'm so disappointed in Ed for missing this. Ed gets 7 demerits for letting this one get by him.
In his dick?
In Conan the Barbarian, James Earl Jones plays Thulsa Doom. How did you not know that, Ed? Toward the end of the movie, he turns into a snake to fight Conan. Snake James Earl Jones looks just like a dick, which I'm pretty sure is what James Earl Jones' real dick also looks like. Ed, shame on you for letting that 80s movie slip by you. I've also suggested this before, but you two need to review that movie. I've never seen it.
I gotta be honest.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I've seen like a couple clips of like him swinging a sword, shit like that. Yeah. But an important thing to know about my childhood was I didn't get cable.
Yeah.
Like cable, I just had like 2, 4, 5, 7, 9. And 13.
Yeah.
You know, like nothing until high school.
Yeah.
I didn't have cable in my house. So I would watch some things at other kids' houses, but like there were movies like Conan the Barbarian that like probably showed on HBO and everybody watched it when they were 8 and 9. I never saw that shit.
I think there's titties in Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Like Conan probably got all manner of titties in it. So he couldn't show that on regular TV because of the titties. Yeah. So that could be the reason.
Never seen it.
He continues. This is actually 2 emails that I combined into one. I was thinking over the weekend long and hard about why I love your podcast so much. I think part of the charm is despite hundreds of episodes, Brian, with a Y, just can't manage to get the tech right. I'm not sure what he's talking about. If he's not dropping the pencil I provided him, he's playing the wrong song, having long, awkward pauses, getting the segments mixed up, saying voicemail when he means email. The list goes on and on. It's just so damn charming and endearing. I know Ed never makes any mistakes and could tell you who played Brenda's best friend in episode 120 of 90210. Well, she wasn't still on the show, but
no, she was long gone by that time.
And other key obscure 90s TV facts. But I think Brian, with a Y, deserves the credit for just the right amount of, I don't know what you call it, randomness that keeps us all coming back. If I had one wish for 2025, it would be to bring back the Friday facts. This is how I and many found Brian, which led to Travis, which led to Stu, which led to Eduardo. It's the foundation. It needs to come back. Make Friday Facts great again. Love you guys. No homo, no ditty. That is from our dear friend Matthew Richards. Thank you for that. And I am very charming. I agree with that. I don't know what he's talking about.
You're very kind. Yes. I will repeat.
Yeah.
So I like my contribution. You hear it.
Yeah.
But like once we're done recording, I don't do anything. Like, I don't know how to do anything. I don't have a board. I'd be pressing the wrong buttons and shit. Like, I don't know how to do that shit either. It's just Brian's the one who does it. So when a mistake happens.
Yes. I wouldn't make mistakes with pressing the hotkeys. It's just that we have so many drops and songs that I have to scroll. I have to toggle between different pages of them. So that's the only issue there. And he's right. It is a charming detail. Here is another. Oh, the truth. This is fan. The truth. I came in after an 8 to 10 mile run. My sons were working out in the garage. My youngest son said, Dad, we caught a snake and it's in this bag. What should I do with it? They were doing kettlebell swings. I said, drop a kettlebell on it and continued to walk toward water or any type of hydration. That's when I heard a kettlebell drop. So I am a monster for that. I will own it. Please feel free to dislike me. Just leave a tip for Brian and Ed. Christmas is coming and there is no goose. Ed has a story about this in his book, which can be bought on Amazon. Please support a small business and a wonderful author. Peace be with everyone. That's from our buddy Fan. Ed,
man,
let's talk about some things that are not sports.
Aloha.
See, I did it again because I was on the wrong board. Here we go. And here we go.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Don't we usually cut out?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Hold on. Do one story and then cut out? Or?
No, we do. No, because I do all one long. I do one long post now for the show. So it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al Pacino.
Yes.
Says he'll forever be haunted by a childhood injury to his penis. Such pain.
I was thinking about for when if Johnny Depp ever appears on the show again, that we might have to do. we have to get a popsicle stick with a cutout.
I actually thought about that, and I was thinking the move would be if I just took like Johnny Depp interviewing. And
yes,
and we just had him like speaking, like I could hold up YouTube and just.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good idea too. I like that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, I could just hold him up like that.
Yes, yeah, that's a good idea. I think is that the fake Johnny Depp? It's so hard to tell. So wait. I mean, I too would be haunted by an injury to my penis. I mean,
it was hard to walk home.
I had to stop wearing, everyone knows I don't wear underwear, and I had to stop wearing Dickies work pants, but just because of the fit, I caught twice. Once I caught the like foreskin or what's left of my foreskin because I was mutilated as an infant without my consent. I caught my foreskin in the zipper of the Dickies, and one time, Ed, I caught the actual glans penis, the head, the crown. I caught a chunk of the crown, and it was in there, and I had to unzip it to get my dick out, and it left teeth marks in. I had teeth marks in the tip of my dick for a few weeks afterward, and it bled a little bit. So I understand what he's talking about. Al Pacino is reflecting on an unpleasant childhood memory. The Oscar winner, 84, detailed an injury at age 10 in his new memoir. I seem to cheat death on a regular basis, the actor writes. I was like a cat with more than 9 lives. Oh, this book sounds horrible. I had more mishaps and accidents than I can count. Get to the fucking point, Al. You getting paid? Who are you, Dickens? You getting paid by the word? The story that leaves Pacino squeamish to tell it now goes like this. I was oh, God damn, Ed.
Fence.
I was walking on a thin iron fence doing my tightrope dance. Uh-oh. It had been raining all morning, and sure enough, I slipped.
I had my capizios on.
Hoo-ah! I slipped and fell, and the iron bar hit me directly between the legs. The author, hold on. He just took did it rip his sack? The author recounted being in such.
That doesn't sound like a penis injury. No. That sounds like a sack injury.
Yeah, or legs. In such pain that I could hardly walk home. An older guy saw me groaning in the street, picked me up, and carried me. Well, that's the trauma.
Yeah, that's a different movie.
He got diddled afterwards. Mm-hmm. To an aunt's apartment. Once there, a young Pacino and his family waited for a doctor to arrive for a house call. I lay there on the bed with my pants completely down around my ankles as the three women in my life, my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, poked and prodded at my penis in a semi-panic. I thought, God, please take me now, as I heard them whispering things to one another. So he was not injured, Ed.
Well, he was moaning and groaning.
Yeah, there's not. He wasn't stitched. He wasn't taken to a hospital.
He wrote a chapter about getting hit in the stones. I mean, we've all had that happen.
He landed on his dick. I mean, yeah. It sucks.
I remember getting kicked. I got kicked in the balls during a pass rush senior year in high school. Yeah. It hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I didn't write a chapter about it.
I mean, these actors, they're so, he is so little, Ed.
Oh, he's slight.
Yeah.
He's slight.
Yeah, they're so melodramatic. So, he got hit in the dick, and he made a whole fucking chapter in his stupid-ass book about it. No thanks. Oh.
Well,
he's a great fucking actor, though.
Yeah, I've got a more jarring story.
Don't tell me. Uh-oh.
From Al Pacino. Uh-oh. In an interview, he said his one-year-old son, Roman, texts him from time to time while co-parenting with ex Noor Alfala. He texts? A one-year-old texts?
Yeah. No. What is he talking? Now,
Father. Dearest father. I have just put down the game Peekaboo Barn so I can check in on how are you? And how's that ball sack injury from your youth in Brooklyn?
74 years ago. How's it going to be not living to my 9th birthday? I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck.
Father, I cannot thank you enough for not wasting one in the dirt and knocking up my young mother.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable choice. What else is going on, Ed?
A funeral home in Poland had to apologize after a body fell from the hearse into traffic.
I feel like this is not the first time this has happened that we've discussed it. Like, this is the kind of shit that happens on Benny Hill. But it also happens in real life in Poland and other places.
Yeah. I imagine when, like, things, I know it's mean, but why imagine Wackety Sax is playing during most of things that happen in Poland?
Yes.
Just like dead bodies falling.
Benny Hill needed it. And look, you know,
was a weird show for, like,
yeah.
Like, when it would be. I feel like you'd be watching a rerun of Different Strokes or something, and then that would pop on. You're like, what the fuck is this? They're running around, and he's playing grab ass.
So I have a confession to make, and this is something I haven't thought of in a long time. I used to I was in high school. I would, once in a while, I would pedal my bike over to my buddy. We'll just call him Sal because that's his actual name. I would pedal my bike over to my buddy Sal's house because his mom was always, she was single. She was always out. So we could just take bong hits in his bedroom.
Okay.
And we'd just sit there taking bong hits and listen to music and stuff. And then Benny Hill started at 11 o'clock. So he'd be like, hey, dude, Benny Hill starts in like 20 minutes. So then I would get back on my bike because I didn't want to stay at his house till 11:30. So
is this appointment viewing?
Listen, I'm confessing something here, all right? I would get back on my bike and I would ride my bike home. And then I would get home and then I would sit on the couch and I would turn on Channel 9 as Benny Hill was starting. And then Sal and I would call each other. And then we would sit there on the phone.
Great notes.
But I don't remember us talking because there's not really much to say about Benny Hill. So we would just sit there like this because we're high. And then it would end and be like, all right, dude, see you later. All right, later. And then we would watch an entire, and we did this many times, not every week. It wasn't like an appointment thing. I was on every night, but it was like maybe every couple of weeks I'd be over there.
Maybe it was like a late night. It was a late night thing. And it was like, I wanted to keep watching TV, but it got slim towards the end of the night.
This was the BBC and, they had even fewer channels than we did over there, Ed. They were starved for entertainment. And basically Benny Hill would just run around and accidentally see cleavage and be like, oops, and like look at the screen, and then it would be real titillating. And then he would be pretending he was a bobby or he worked in a bookstore or something. And basically a chick would come in with big tits and he'd be embarrassed about the big tits. And that was like the whole premise of the show. There was like nothing. Right. And they did sketches.
The audience was like roaring with laughter.
Yes. And it was, look, there wasn't much happening. It was pretty sad. I mean, there were a lot of nice sets on it and butts and whatnot. Like, I could throw on an episode right now.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. Ed, what do we think? Do we think Benny Hill's still kicking?
No chance.
There's zero chance, right?
I don't think he lived to 2000. There's no way.
Yeah. I'm noticing he had a severe hairpiece. Alfred Hawthorne, Benny Hill, January 21st, 1924. Ed, he died around the time I was watching this on TV, 18 April 1992. He was an English comedian, actor, and scriptwriter. He is remembered for his television program, The Benny Hill Show, an amalgam of slapstick, indigestion, slapstick, burlesque, and double entendre in a format that included live comedy and film segments with Hill at the focus of almost every segment. He was a prominent figure in British television for several decades. His show was among the most watched programs in the UK, and his audience was more than 21 million in 1971. The Benny Hill Show was also exported to many countries around the world, including mine. Yeah, so I would do that.
It just was not funny at all.
It really wasn't.
I get it if you're high and I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty sad.
I'm not sure this Poland body story is real. Stargard, Poland. A funeral home had to apologize after a corpse it was transporting fell out of a hearse and into traffic. The Hades funeral service in Poland came under fire when a driver was surprised by a white sheet fluttering into his car window, only to push it away to see a body lying in the road. The driver initially believed this is from Benny. Somebody was watching an episode of Benny Hill. The driver initially believed he hit the person who was crumpled in the middle of a crosswalk. Maybe it was Zayn Malik, or Liam Payne. A photo of the body circulated around local media, forcing the funeral home to take accountability. Okay, that's probably true. Ed, what else is going on?
A TikToker tore down some Greek flags at a New Jersey restaurant thinking they were the Israel flag. My bad.
It's a similar style of food. There's hummus.
The blue and white.
Yes, it's a similar flag.
Yeah.
I love Greek food. I will fuck up some Greek food. It's a little too much, like rice and fucking chicken.
Souvlaki.
Yeah, souvlaki, the tzatziki sauce, all that shit. It is so fucking good. Like, let them live. Let them have their Greek food. Learn your flags, you know? And it's a TikToker, so they probably knew. They're like, hey, this will be funny. We'll make a TikTok out of it. Yeah.
There's no way they knew.
You're probably right.
They were trying to make a big statement about Israel and Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
And they didn't look at the fact that there was no Star of David on the fucking flag.
Yeah, same colors.
I mean, the Star of David's a dead giveaway. If it's not there, it's not the Israeli flag.
That's true. You're right about that.
But we're going to finish with a feel-good story.
Yes. Oh, Ed, come on.
Daughter had work to do, and mom decided to help.
It's always nice.
North Carolina mom joins daughter to work at the notorious chicken ranch near Vegas. Mother-daughter sex work combo.
I mean, remember they had the show of this, Ed? There was a show.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the mom's kind of got like a,
Mom, wait, I saw the story last week. Isn't the mother the looker? Am I?
I mean, I would say the mom's kind of got a Naomi Judd thing going on. Like, she's pretty, she's pretty hot for a grandma, you know? Like, she's 44. A North Carolina farm mom is trading her muck boots for stilettos and joining her daughter to work at a notorious Nevada brothel.
I'm sure it pays better than whatever you're doing in North Carolina.
Yeah. They look like, I mean, they're posing for like glamour shots together. This is upsetting.
Do they have to teach them how to resuscitate Lamar Odom?
Yeah. I think this is the place.
Is that part of the job? They're like, you may have a guy who's going to take gas station boner pills and have a heart attack.
I mean, imagine like trucking it out to the Nevada desert to get a piece of this older lady and, you know, like in a trailer. Like it's so depressing and sad.
Yeah.
Also, I happen to recall that this is not the first mother and daughter team because I remember Howard Stern interviewing when he used to have the guy that owned the bunny ranch on, he had a mother-daughter combo that would service you back then. So
it's a weird fantasy.
I mean, the whole thing is pretty depressing and sad. But, you know, if that's your thing, that's available to you at a place called the Chicken Ranch, which is mobile homes in the Nevada desert with whoring happening. And I think they live there, which is awesome. Okay.
But it's nice. They can bond.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Mom, you should see the hog I just took down.
I could barely fit it.
I could hear you. You were really screaming in the room next door. You really went for it. I appreciate it.
Thanks for letting me know because I think it's my turn now. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. You should see the load this guy dropped on my chest, Mom. My God. Like a fucking fire hose.
It is nice, you know, when you can't, you know, because a lot of times I'll text my kids and they just don't even respond. They just fucking blatantly don't respond to me. But maybe if I had cool stuff to tell them, like getting piped by Lamar Odom, they would be like more interested and ready to respond.
My mom and I have little to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you could bond.
Mom, I was thinking maybe we could both work at the sex work club.
Makes me so uncomfortable. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Hold on, let me cue up the song. I got to make sure I'm on the right. See, I got to switch over two boards, and then I start playing the song, and I fade it up.
And then you're like... Mom, what was with the guy always trying to put his fingers in my ass? That was so weird. Did he do that to you too?
That's standard.
Yeah.
headstand. Look, look. If you can see it, that's going to happen, you know? And you got what you got to do is clench. You got to do, you do, mom, hasn't mom shown you the clench? The patented Johnson family clench? Do the clench. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Becker. This has been episode number 547 of the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Ron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daly's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.